Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Kingdom is a nation. We are a holy nation. It's a country ruled by a king whose culture and society reflect the king's nature. Tell somebody, I'm after his image, after his likeness. So why is it, and you do the reflection, but why is it that you're not reflecting that? Now, it's whoever that's for. That ain't for everybody, but if that is you, you know, and I know we all do, or all can grow. We all have room to grow, right? But I want to challenge you. I want transformation, you know, conviction that we can grow and increase. Amen? So let me say it again. A kingdom is a nation or country ruled by a king whose culture and society reflect the king's nature. When a kingdom expands its influence to a distant territory, heaven, here on earth, that process is called, this is an ancient word, we're familiar with it a little bit, colonization. You know, talking about colonizing Mars. Huh? Colonization. What does that mean? The goal of colonization is the extension of the kingdom's laws and values and culture to the distant land, manifesting the glory of the king in that land. As he is in heaven, so are we on the earth. We pray it all the time. Your kingdom come. Not in the sweet by and by, not someday in the distant, far distant. No, your kingdom, every day, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not someday, today. Not tomorrow, right now. Your kingdom, I dare you to pray that and believe it and pray it like you mean it. Pray it with purpose. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on the earth. I guarantee some lives will be so disrupted you won't know what's going on. God will try you in your comfort zone. When you pray your kingdom come, you're declaring war on the systems that are. Amen. You're claiming dominion over things. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Not the devil's will. Not fallen man's will, but your will be done. How many know we are his instruments? We are his weapons of war. He needs you to pray like this. Stop praying them piddly prayers. Pray with some authority. Put yourself out there, pray, and watch how the government of heaven comes and backs you up. Amen. Amen. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Christianity is a religion. Let me just say that outright, upright, straightforward. It's a religion. The kingdom of God is a country. It's a kingdom. It's a nation. It's not a religion. Every country, every nation has a culture, including the kingdom of God. It has a culture. There's a culture. Now, one of the distinctive characteristics of kingdom citizens. Now, we are citizens, right? We're not just members. Some of all those members of the church need to become citizens of the kingdom. Eyes of members over there. No, we got to become kingdom citizens. See, why is that important? Kingdom, a king, listen, this is the the essence of kingdom. A king is responsible for the care of every citizen. Provision, health care, everything else is in a kingdom, and the king is responsible for it. Ask somebody next to you, can you receive it? Kingdom. This is such a powerful principle. Faith is the distinctive characteristic of kingdom citizens. Somebody say, faith.
Faith.
Now remember, God speaks. First, he determines he wants light. Ever before he speaks? Then he says, let there be light. God's not, you're guessing, throwing something out there. Let there be, let me see, light. No, he's already determined. See, this ought to turn somebody's life around. Because you're so fickle and so full of wavering. He loves me. He don't love me. He loves me. Then we got to sit you down from praising. Next day, then the next day, can't get you up from praising. Then next week, where they at? Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Fickle. God's not like that. The kingdom, the major characteristic, and this is important, of a kingdom citizen is that of faith. Stop just placing your faith in the promises of God. Go beyond that. Place your faith in the God of the promises. Sometimes if your faith is just in the promises of God, you sometimes try to figure it out in your mind. I think God's going to do it this way. I see how God will work it out. But when you say bump all that, he could do it that way if he wants to. He can do it that way if he wants to. Lord, I don't care how you do it. All I know is you're going to do it. See, that was the Hebrew boy's testimony. See, that's what's beyond Pentecost. Boy, there's a dimension beyond Pentecost. That's what the Hebrew boys, they said, listen, King, we're not afraid or ashamed to answer you in this matter. We're going to talk big. God is able to deliver us from you and this fiery furnace. But, King, if God chooses not to deliver us, and we got to burn to the crisp like bacon, we still ain't going to bow. Because our faith is not in what God can do. Our faith is in our God. Come on, I tell you, that'll set you free. That'll set your mind free. Stop all that worrying. High blood pressure off the charts. Too much comfort food. Just knowing, hey, this is above my pay grade. But this is your job. Huh? Amen. Somebody say amen for real. Stop feeling bad and say amen, because it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Faith is the distinctive characteristic of the kingdom citizen. Faith is the currency of the kingdom of God. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. You know, we travel to a lot of foreign countries, and if we're going to be buying or shopping or something, you know, everyone pretty much uses credit cards now. But, you know, in places like in Malaysia, the ringgit is the currency. You know, oftentimes we'll exchange dollars for ringgits because some places they won't accept dollars. In the kingdom, you got to have the right currency. You know somebody that ain't got no currency in a place is considered poor. Why? Because it takes currency to make currency. or to barter or to buy or anything else. If you ain't got no currency, you broke. Well, the currency of the kingdom is faith. You don't have any faith, you ain't got nothing to barter with. You don't have anything to move anything in the kingdom with. No faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Any man that come to God, he must first believe. First believe. Not see, then believe. So tell somebody, first believe. Tell somebody else, first believe. Tell somebody behind you, first believe. Not second believe, not third believe, not fourth, first believe. When you're all by yourself, when nobody there but you, God, and the devil, and you done wrestled all night, and you got a hold of that, you got to first believe. Before you go sounding like you're crazy before somebody telling them your vision, you got to first believe. Don't share your vision with everybody. Sometimes they don't have the capacity for it. They can't get up under that weight with you. So faith is the currency. If you don't have the right currency, you ain't buying nothing. This is where folk are on lockdown. They're hoping and a praying. But your prayer is not, it doesn't have an ounce of faith in it. It's full of hope. Remember, God speaks. Amen. You got to speak something about what you want. And God don't get mad at you. People think, oh, no, that's being proud. No, that's being a citizen of a kingdom who has rights. Amen. God has already done it already. Now he has us here to operate. I'm going to show you five things before we finish. Five things that are necessary for faith to operate. Look at somebody, tell them, you got to have faith. And it's not the amount, it's the quality. You don't have to have great faith. Just have a mustard seed of faith. Just have a little tiny seed of faith. The man brought his boy to Jesus to be healed, and the Lord said, do you believe I'm able? He said, Lord, I believe. Help this unbelief that's wrestling with me. Help this unbelief that got me choked around my neck. Help my unbelief. Rid me of this unbelief. And you know what? God will help you. Yes, he will. He'll free you. He's Abba. Angels are there around you. They help. The whole government of God, if you're sensitive to God's dealing, if you walk in the spirit, not just in the intellect, reasonings. Amen. If you don't have the right currency, I don't care if you got hundreds of thousands of dollars. If they don't accept it at that little store on the corner in Taiwan, you ain't buying nothing.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.